like a heavy load, God. God, I know Jesus, our burdens. Help us our loads, God. Help us to move forward, God. God bless and help the people this morning. God love Kim all. Their request, God. Brother Steve, God, his request. Brother Ed had, God bless. Bless those requests, God, with his children, Lord. God, do bless, Lord. Seem like the devil is tearing up the homes of even in the church, the holiness people, God, the church people, Lord. God bless it. Some more than that. God bless you, Lord. The witness will be a testimony for you, God. God, a word of encouragement, Lord. God, a word of promise, Lord. Belief, faith, and hope.
Thank you. just be, it's kind of tough sometimes down here on this old earth. Even serving the Lord. Amen. Sometimes you find yourself heart full of tears and eyes full of tears too. Then that thing just can't get lined up straight or something. I don't know what it is. But it's more like this. The devil himself has got everything in confusion and turmoil. But I tell you what, you keep your eyes on the Lord. Amen. It might be a straight and narrow right way, but amen. There's a way that leads to the Lord. Amen. It's called the highway of holiness. Amen. Amen. You got to go the Lord's way. It doesn't make a difference if it's a broken heart or whatever it is, a broken pocketbook. Amen. You keep pressing forward for God. What page you got in this band?
313.
I'm going to take up the tithes and offer you while you get started on this song. If you got something you want to give.
Thank you.
Thank
God this morning. You got somebody to be with you all the way to the end. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In bitter cold, in sorrow, in heartaches, not a few. Praise the Lord. Seems like they emphasized that heartache, Brother Samuel. He said, not a few. Praise the Lord. It must have been a lot of them. All of them. Every one of them. Praise the Lord. He didn't leave off none of them heartaches. Praise the Lord. God will be with you. Amen. He'll stick closer to you than you can yourself. Amen. He knows your very thoughts and intents of your heart. Praise the Lord. Why not stick with somebody like that? Amen. The Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can't take a step that ain't ordered by the Lord. Praise the Lord. You live right where God wants you to be. You'll see right where you're supposed to be going after a while. Praise the Lord. Amen. He'll carry you all the way to the end. Amen. You'll see the end of this thing. Praise the Lord. See that all the goodness of God then. Praise the Lord. I tell you, it ain't going to do nothing to get better. Better and better. Somebody will say gooder and gooder, but I don't think you're supposed to mention it like that. It gets better and better. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
It ain't going to do nothing but get better for God's people, folks. Praise the Lord. It'll get better and better. Amen. It gets sweeter and sweeter.
Praise the Lord.
That's why you'll be just as sweet as he was.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Ain't that something? You get sweeter in time. Amen. All right, let's see what we've got for a Sunday school lesson this morning. Praise the Lord. Listen, Jeremiah, a God called man.
Yes.
I couldn't quite see what it pronounced like that, worded it like that. Why did it say a man called by God? A God called man. I don't know. I believe I'd have reworded that a little bit. But I know what it's saying. That's exactly what they're saying, is a man called by God. Praise the Lord. If you've been called, you've been a godly vessel called by God. You've been an earthly vessel called by God. If God's got anything to do with you this morning, you was called by God. I can tell you about that. He said, many are chosen, many are called, but few are chosen. Praise the Lord. It's how you answer that call that makes the difference. It's how you answer the call. And Jeremiah, I kind of studied over Jeremiah's son. He was one that did never waver. He was one that did never had to go back and change nothing. Jeremiah was called a weak prophet, and a lot of things brought heartache to him. A lot of things brought tears to his eyes, I'm sure. But he still obeyed God. I tell you, when God tells you that I formed thee and sanctified thee and ordained thee to be a prophet to the nations, right there, key verse, I tell you, that's enough right there to make you want to live, baby God. Praise the Lord. A lot of folks these days think God ain't got nothing to do with their children, with their values, or nothing else. But God knows you before you was ever to live. Before I formed thee. You see that on that key verse? It said, before I formed thee. In other words, before I put you together, I had a plan for you. Before your life was conceived and conception, I had a plan for you. God's got a will for everybody. He's got a part for everybody. It's his will that you were born to start with. Look on that page 52. Just thank you, Lord. Read that 4 to 5.
Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall and send thee. And whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak.
Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, said the Lord. Then the Lord spoke forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, and go out of her, for my words in my mouth.
Now, it starts out, if you got your Bibles up, Jeremiah 1 and 2, to whom the word of the Lord came in those days. It comes to Jeremiah. See, preacher, somebody was talking one time, I've been Brother Rob Lee. He said that the Lord tells somebody to do something, and it's just like they take a shovel. Throw it over on somebody else. He said, when the word of God comes, says to me, it's directed for you. When it comes to you can't push it off on the next or second side of your wife or your husband. The Lord told me to tell you. And sometimes it might work that way. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes the Lord might tell a prophet to tell somebody else something. Prophesy. That's what prophesying is. Praise the Lord. It works that way sometimes. Well, when the word of the Lord comes to you, you got to answer that call. You see, you can't wrestle with it. You can't fight with it. The word of the Lord came unto me saying, praise the Lord. In other words, Jeremiah was saying what the Lord was saying. He was saying the words of God representing God. That's one reason why I know y'all hear me say something a lot of times like these other Bibles. See, when God give the word of God out, he give it out like he wanted it to be to start with. It didn't have to be changed 25 times since the English Version fell out. It didn't have to be rewrote 25 times. I don't know how many editions they are. But they got a bunch of editions now. You can buy all kinds of English versions now. But I tell you, I don't want but one. That's the original one. He said, before thee in the belly, before I formed thee. I'm going to say a lot of people might not believe God's got anything to do with the sick. But if God will, they will be formed in the women unbelief. He ain't got no respect for person. He separates, he builds up, he fixes it, he ordains it just like he wanted. I sanctified thee and ordained the prophet unto the nation before thou comest forth out of the womb. God knows what we'd be doing and where we'd be at. Long before we ain't had any, we'd never speak and talk. He said, I'm a child. Praise the Lord. Amen. We all are children inside of God. How big do you feel compare yourself to God and tell him how big you feel this morning. Anybody want to comment on that? It's not very big. Praise the Lord. It's like that mountain and that molehill they used to. You say you're making a mountain out of a molehill. That's right. That's right. I feel like the mustard seed compared to the big seed to you. I tell you something, folks. A lot of times God puts it on our heart to be somewhere and speak and say something. You ought to take the opportunity to say it. Praise the Lord. I know a lot of times it might hurt people. I declare sometimes, Brother Sam, if they hurt my heart right on people that's been dead and gone, I testify to them and tell them to get to church, get the heart right with God, that type of thing. Trying to be an influence to them, or encourage them, a good influence. And they would not. They wouldn't have. Praise the Lord. That would not happen. I know people being gone wouldn't take, wouldn't accept it. Be not afraid of their faces, for I will deliver thee, said the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I know people have a hard time getting up in front of people. And I know they have a hard time talking, you know, with the audience and all that stuff, and being a speaker out front. Brother Sam told me, when you're standing up here, you got two eyes to look at. You know, depending on how many people are there, you got a lot of eyes looking at you, you see. But it's a lot different feeling. And it seems like the more people you got out there, the bigger the feeling is, you know. If you got 20 out there, that ain't too bad. I said, Lord, don't let me get over 20. I can't talk if there's 50 out there. Well, I can't talk if there's 100 out there. Well, Lord, don't let there be no judge out there. I can't witness to no judge or lawyer or a doctor. They need to hear about the Lord, too. The Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. The Lord bless you with the words you need. The same hour you need it. He said, don't even contemplate on it. Don't even think about it. He said, I'll give you the exact word you need in the hour that you need it. See, a lot of times you get to stir yourself up. Lord, that thing's getting closer and closer. That hour's getting closer and closer. And I'm supposed to speak it. I'm supposed to say something. Lord, it's. And if you get to thinking about it and dwelling on it, you'll have yourself all worked up. You'll be blown nervous. You need to be praying about it. And ask the Lord to help you every minute of the day, baby. Praise the Lord. If you give me what you need, I'll set thee over the nation, the kingdom, in verse 10, and to root out, to pull down, destroy, to throw down, to build up, and to plant. Ain't you that good with this certain Jeremiah's heart? Somebody said he was a crybaby. Somebody said he was a crybaby prophet, a crybaby for God. I've heard people say that. Make that statement. If you got any heart in your chest at all concerned for your people, that time you're going to have to grab the Kleenex and grab the handkerchief too. Sister Lisa, you got people, your neighbors, your family. Jeremiah was talking, God was talking about his people, his family, his nation, his countrymen. His daddy was a priest. If you look at Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 1, it says the words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priest that were in Anathoth. He was the son of a priest. He was the man of God. This was his people. He was talking about God's people. Because you said, I'm going to give you the word you need, the message you need to stand there to tear down. Amen. Tell them they're going to be destroyed. Amen. Set you over nations and tell them they're going to be rooted out. Their sins is going to be put front of them like pictures. Where they can see it. They don't want to believe it. And that time Israel had been gone away from God. Away from God. That's the reason why Jeremiah came into the picture. To prophesy against them. They were doing, committing idolatry, adultery, and mixing with these other countries, brother religions. If you read on in chapter 2 and 3, it talks about a lot of that. But you can't, I said it before, and I know sometimes when it's your people and they're close to your heart, you can't hide holiness. You still got to teach the commandments of God, the requirements of God. But at the same time, you try to feel the need, feel the desire, fulfill it to help somebody if you can. You see? You know what I'm saying? You just don't want to jump up and holler, you going to hell. You want to kind of feed them a little bit and coach them a little bit. When that shepherd, when he opens that gate, the sheep just don't start eating right outside the gate. You have to leave them under the pasture, carry them on over full of green grass. Maybe they ate over there somewhere yesterday, and you got to carry them over here to the left today on this side of the hill over here. You see what I mean? You got to kind of teach them and tell them some things. You don't just jump up hollering. Trying to keep your mind out the door before you get set down good. Praise the Lord. I mean, if the Word of God doesn't, it doesn't. If God puts it on your heart, you got to go on with it. But you have some concern in your heart. You have some compassion for people in your heart. Brother Sam, I heard one preacher said, if anybody preaching or teaching on adultery, they ain't got tears in their eyes. There's something wrong somewhere. That's one of the hardest things to get people out of. Spiritual adultery, physical adultery, all kinds of adultery. I mean, adultery covers a lot of different things. Fornication. Right? That's a type of adultery too. I mean, that's some of that mess is hidden in the heart. You can't see it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you one good thing about God, though. They come, he says, root out, that's one. Pull down, that's two. To destroy, that's three. To throw down, that's four. But he said the last two, to build and to plant. See, that's a place where God can bring you out of that mess. Once you walk in it long enough, once you get soaked and saturated in enough, and it running out your nose and running out your mouth like when they were hollering for meat but won't meet me. They eat until they were running out of their nose. When you get so saturated, weighted with this mess that you don't even need over peel, yeah, that's the word. You get to the place after a while where you got this stuff. So much of it is just plumb overkill. You open the closet door and 40 pair of shoes fall out, and they say, well, I ain't got a pair that I want to wear. You got 40 pair. And ain't got a pair you want to wear. You got 50 dresses hanging up the closet. God, that's, I don't know which one I want to wear. You have the closet going from one end to the other. Look for God to take care of you. Look for God to deal with your needs. Amen. We put too much emphasis on this stuff sometimes. I believe we do. This place I went bought 3 pair of shoes in the last couple of weeks. I got more shoes than I ever had. I don't believe I got the 6 pair with the 3 I just bought. Praise the Lord. Thank God for 6 pair of shoes. Praise the Lord. Man, I ain't got to have more than that on, right? So I'm not going to get another prayer. Praise the Lord. I tell you, when you let God lead the way, you might wear out a pair of shoes after a while. You need another prayer. Praise the Lord. You get rooted up and tearing down and destroying and And everything is, after a while, you need a prayer to build back up and plant. Brother Sam, that's what the Word of God's for. It's to turn out that stuff out of your life. To root out that stuff that's in your heart. You get that mess, destroy that mess that's there. And a lot of people, they sit in the house of God year after year after year, living a life of sin and hollering, "I'm saved." It don't work that way, folks. That stuff has to be destroyed and pulled out and get out of the life of a child of God. Sure, I know God can sanctify you as you go along. I don't care if you serve for 25 years. But you need to be progressing. Praise the Lord. I don't care what it is. It's small, big, or giant, great, little. It don't make a difference. It could be a moat. Praise the Lord. A little moat. But it could be a long thing. Whatever's in your life, get it out. Praise the Lord. He said, how are you going to get the moat out of your brother's eye when you got a beam in yours? Praise the Lord. A beam could be 40 foot long. Weigh 3 tons. Praise the Lord. Don't you love the Word of God? I think God don't charge us to thank for this good word we got. We don't need none of this. Who turned it to me? Just what? Read that way in the
quiz. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast blessed me, while it's mother.
You know, it's all right to talk. I love to talk to you. And I like to keep people, you know. Kind of informed. It's like someone said here to go. Out on the road and it rained and pouring down and the highway washed out by there, you wouldn't call back and tell somebody else that's coming in the same direction? Sure you would. Just if I left this church and went down that road and I know the road was washed out, you don't think they'd call back and say, 6 feet don't come this way, go the other way. This is the wrong way to come. Washed out down here. Backed up. So a little bit went down in the washout, stuck down there where the road washed out. Sure you would. And sometimes you can see some things. Amen. It'll come to you. Praise the Lord. He said, What does thou see? People need to ask. Sometimes God needs an answer. God's talking to you and dealing with you about something. Talk to God. Amen. That's the way you do it. When we deal with you, you want to put something on your heart. You want you to do something. Or there's a hand somebody might need a help or something. Answer the Lord. What says that? Praise the Lord. And the theologian said it said, right. Of an almond tree, Aaron's rod. Anybody know Aaron's rod was of an almond tree? I don't know why God loved an almond tree. He created the almond tree like he did the other tree, the hickory tree.
I don't remember
the peach tree. The almond tree was a peach
tree. It's blossomed in the earth.
That was there.
The
Lord said that the almond tree birds blossom first. It blossomed early, but over here it blossomed first. And I don't know which tree blossomed first here. But at that time, he said the almond tree blossomed first. And you know, almond is a fruit. It bears fruit. God likes a tree to bear fruit, I believe.
His Hebrew name was Berosheh.
Called a wakeful. And it meant that it bloomed early and buried the fruit in spring. You know how grapes are? I was looking at some grapes last week. What a grape vine was full of. Boy, it was just as big as in your finger. But they were bringing
Greg would be a hard drop. You can't even like that. Greg said he's ready to have an August. That's late. That'd get pulled in the summer. You think an almond tree, you could get eaten 3 or 4 months ago. See, they got a fig tree down there, and I need to try to get some of them, but the fig tree ain't going out this year. I think you can check on it. Praise the Lord. I think you can check on it. It's blooming out some. I tell you, most of the leaves fell off. You know what happens when you don't bloom just right? You don't do just right for God? Some of your relationship with the Lord falls off. Some of your closeness with God falls off. You find yourself feeling like you're way over here instead of right over here where you're supposed to be. You feel like you've moved off from the center a little bit. You have to say, Lord, help me get back where I need to be. You say, if you ain't wearing that fruit just right, do what God wants you to do. Praise the Lord. I can't encourage you though. If he said, I see a rod as an almond tree, he wanted him to be first. He wanted him to be early. Get out there and blossom and bloom. Amen. Be ready. Praise the Lord. Don't wait to get in the summer. What was that word that scripture said? The knowledge of bond and guilty. Ain't there something for us to do? That has well seen. Amen. God will show you some stuff. Amen. You'll see it. That has well seen. For I was hastening my word to perform it. I'm getting to need another word. How many words do you need to hear? How many different ones you need to hear from? Amen. Hear from God. That's all you need. Lord, Jeremiah didn't need nobody else to tell him nothing else. Amen. He said, Thou hast well seen. Brother Stanley, once you get something for the Lord, it's permanent. It's like taking money down to the bank. Amen. Debit banks. One of ours is closed down on our Lord Hill branch. Why do you have things that there must be drying up down there? But God wants his people to blossom. And then he wants them to be early to blossom. Sister, can you read that 13 and 14 for us?
And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, What seest thou? And I said, I see a seed pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. And the Lord said unto me, Out of the north, and he will shall break forth from all the inhabitants of the land.
Sister, if we read that 15, 16 for us. Is his word. He said that his word would never fade away. Would never end. They ain't no end to God's word. That's what he wants us to have. He said, I see a seed thing pot. That's what the pots that are full of oil and water and stuff like that in the temple. And he said, I see it being faced toward the north. There was fixed to be some devastation coming against the north. Now, Judah is where Jeremiah was from. At that time, Israel was divided between the north and the south. Israel was the north, and Judah was the south. And he said, don't worry. He said, my people are going to receive it even toward the north. He said, I'm going to have it faced toward them too. For what? For what? Did somebody tell me that? It's in right there in 14, chapter 14. What's it coming for? For the evil. And evil. For the evil that y'all done, evil's coming on you. Did you see that? He said, in 14, out of the north, an evil shall break forth upon all inhabitants. Why? Touching all their weakness in verse 16. Who that have forsaken me, burned incense to other gods, worship their own hands. You know, one of the things God could have hated is idol things that people come up with, worship things. They got these race car drivers and football players and basketball players. Baseball player. And you go to the house, and the house is full of this stuff. Baseball players, basketball players, wrestlers, whatever. I got a nephew, I wouldn't say it worth hurting. I wouldn't want to say it worth hurting him. But he's into that Star Wars stuff, you know. He got the little stuff, teddy bears, he got the little Darth Vader's and all this Star Wars stuff, collecting all that stuff. Got a house full of that stuff, Star Wars stuff. And then somebody won't know why Disney World was able to sell the rights to them for, what was it, the year they sold the rights to Star Wars? $40 billion or something, whatever it was. Star Wars, Disney sold the rights to Star Wars. $40 billion, I believe it was. People fill a house up with this stuff. Huh? Ain't a thing without dogs. Yes, become just no, I'm good. I'm good. The house full of race stuff, race car stuff. Their jackets is race car. Their shirts is race car. Their tag on the car race car. The flag out front race car. The doormat. Everything race car stuff. Well, come to church for Sunday morning. Nah, I got to cut the grass. Stay home and cut the grass on Sunday morning. And then you wonder why things ain't right between them and God. They'll go down there to the steakhouse and eat on Sunday. You invite them down there to eat a steak on Sunday at 12 o'clock. Tell them to meet you out of that theater. I ain't saying God's people will be here, but I guarantee you they'll be here. Praise the Lord. All the families. I tell you, folks, there's going to come a time when all the families is going to feel the judgment of God. All the people. Praise the Lord. They come in another day. Jeremiah prophesied to them after 70 years they would come out of Babylon. And they will come back to the land of Israel. God was going to bless them and help them start all over and that type of thing. But at this time, in this life, there's a judgment against them touching all their wickedness. Praise the Lord. There's going to be some repercussions after a while. Praise the Lord. Somebody worried to buy on Sunday, to keep Sunday, and that type of thing. To do before the other commandments. Jonathan, you want to read that 17 and 18?
But now therefore, heard of thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command you, be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them.
Let's take, read that last verse 19. You may shall find against thee, but the may shall not prevail against you, but I will be saved the Lord to the end. There's times you have to get yourself together, gird up thy loins, and rise and speak. You have to get yourself together for God. I know everybody ain't called to teach, everybody ain't called to preach, but you called to witness, you called to testify. You can talk to your people better than anybody else in this world. Just be you talk the world more, 20 times more like that. Sit there for you to talk to your children, your brother Tony, a whole lot more than a preacher. Say, a prophet, either woman. Same way with Carrie, she can talk to people in her family. I might not never get a chance to speak the word for her. Especially when it comes to the Bible. They see you coming a lot of times, some of them turn and run. If it's your people, oh my. But 9 times out of 10, you'll have a better chance to talk to them than I will. Say, at least live right in there at the bedroom. She got a whole lot more opportunity to talk to her than I do. Say, well, when God gave you an opportunity, he said, I make like a defense city and an iron pillar. Somebody said they wanted a backbone like a saw log. Why didn't you want one like a defense city? That's pretty tough, a defense city. They say Israel over now, they got this dome type thing that covers the whole country over there. It's like satellite. You can't send an airplane to the United States without breaking that satellite, you see. And the United States and other countries help Israel to have the same technology. You go flying in there with just a little old bitty two-passenger plane. They're going to pick you up on that radar and go, then some kind of signal going to go off and let them know, see. If you like a defense city, you have to have some mighty good technology to get through that radar that they got now. Against the whole land, a bracing wall against the whole land. Brother Sam, that sounds like a lot, don't it? He said, you feel like a defense city, a bracing wall against the whole land. The whole land, everybody that ain't for God, who do you think you're against? So I'm just fighting the devil. No, really, you're against everybody that's serving the devil. You're not against them so much as you are the evil that they're doing. This world's full of idolatry, man. Man, you can't hardly get nowhere without seeing idolatry. You might go a few places where you won't find idolatry, physical or spiritually one. But idolatry, man, that's the second commandment.
He's telling me to be bold without strength.
Right. Yeah. He's telling them to stand up and what he's doing. I made him a defense city. I fixed you where you can stand. Well, I tell you, sometimes it hurts your heart. You have to tell them to come out of the boat and that type of thing. It too. Praise the Lord. Brother Sam, I told one fellow, I said, John the Baptist lost his head for preaching against the boat. Before I knew it, it popped out. And that man, he was dead. About that tall. I'm saying if you do the prophet's head. What you gonna do? It hurts your heart. Praise the Lord, it does. It does hurt your heart. No matter who it is, all the whole land, against the whole land. I don't believe that none. The word of God don't change. See, that's why you need to have the word of God with you. Tell it like the word of God tells and teaches it. Amen. I said something the other last week about reading John 14. It'll help you find out if you're right with God or not. Praise the Lord. It'll help you. It'll help you line right up. Amen. Brother Sam, when you get up and talk to the Lord, you don't get up and say exactly what you feel. You might reflect and relate to what
what you think, what you feel, as long as it lines up with the Word of God. But when you get to deviating, when you get over here and changing a little something here and change a little something, you can't do that. You can't deviate from the Word of God. You can't qualify the Word of God. You can take the old car. I know, maybe some of y'all can, I can't. I know you can take the old car. All you can do is, most of them got motors set sideways now. But you can take an old car and you can put headers on the side of that car and the exhaust system, you know. Put your high rise intake up there, regular intake like that, you know. Put your high rise intake, full barrel carburetor on there. You can have what they call a quadrajet and all that type of stuff, you know. And you can do this and do that. Instead of having 200 horses, you could super on up and have 400, you know, make it run faster. You know, get on up the road. But you can't do that to change God's word to make it right. God told it right to start with. When the word of God comes in you, it ain't false. It's right. It's right. Praise the Lord. You can't tell it no other way except the way God wants you to tell it. Well, Sam, you got your Bible up, man. Look at chapter 20. I want to show y'all something here. I want to show y'all. You feel sometimes like your heart's crushed. You know, you feel like your mind is being crushed. But you got to realize God's with you. He's your defense. Look at that chapter 20, verse 14. Read that 14 to 18.
Cursed be the day wherein I was born. Let not the day wherein my mother bare me be blessed. Cursed be the man that brought kindness to my father, saying, a man child was born, and with thee making him very glad. And let that man be as the cities which the Lord overthrew and repented not. Let him hear the cry in the morning. Shouting at noontime, because he slew me not from the womb, or that my mother might have been my grave in the womb, to be always great with me. Wherefore came I forth out of the womb to see labor and sorrow, and that my days should be consumed with shame.
See, Jeremiah didn't have a pleasant time doing the work of God, carrying the words of the Lord. And then somebody won't say, that was God's crybaby. I would like to think about that, Brother Samuel. Jeremiah told them people of God's judgment and God's destruction and wrath that was coming upon them. What was he supposed to do? Go about with a smile and a laugh? And, I mean, you know, yeah, you got times of joy in your heart and peace. Sure you do. Even now. But Jeremiah didn't have Jesus in his heart like we do. He didn't have the Spirit of God like we do, the comfort of God that we have, even now. But even still, even with the Word of the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord speaking to you and encouraging you and pushing you forward. I know Jeremiah probably had the Spirit of God, but not as we got it now. He had to have the Spirit of the Lord on him. God speaking to him and dealing with him like you would. But even then, even now, working for the Lord, the same thing. It's the same principle. It's the same thought pattern. If somebody could get up here and laugh and snicker and all, and teach you that instructions coming upon you and your family, there's something wrong with it. There's something wrong with it. Praise the Lord. He said, cursed be the man who brought tidings to my father.
say God bless you, you have a little boy. Why? Because of the burden that the Lord had on him. You're going to have a burden on him before the child is born to be making him very glad. It might have been happy for somebody else. It wasn't happy for Jeremiah. Praise the Lord. You're going to have time to torment. You're going to have time to perplexity. Paul said they went through the stress, perplexity. You're going to be confused at some time or another. Lord, am I saying the right thing? God, I'm saying what you're giving me. But is it right if that don't feel right in my heart? He said, you might believe it, but they ain't. God said, I sanctify thee before they come out and go to the world. Praise the Lord. You got to live a sanctified life. Praise the Lord to serve God. There ain't no other way around it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord that the beauty sin is overthrown and repent not. You know why God don't like his people? Disobedience is one of the biggest things. Just be there's times you want to do things wrong. You want to say things wrong. You want to act the wrong way. Repent. You got to repent over stuff. I know sometimes in a moment of anger or a right spur of the moment, sometimes you might say things that you hear the crowd in the morning and shouting at noontime. That sometimes you might just say the wrong thing. Praise the Lord. Repent. And overthrew and repented not. Praise the Lord. The wrong things had to be repented of. That's right. Yeah. He knows his thoughts before you ever. I came forefather of the one to see labor as sorrow. And I know there's some suffering and trial and grief going on in it with some of us. Well, there's times that you might get overwhelmed with sorrow, grief, stripness, you know, sickness, and that type of thing. But God gives you an opportunity to say something to all the nations sometimes. Amen. He puts us in places and situations sometimes where people can see God working in your life. If everybody had $20 million in the bank, you wouldn't serve God. I wouldn't even brought that down there somewhere. Lost as long as could be. I don't think God got $20 million. That's what the world's thinking today. I don't think God, I need another credit card. Have you got some money you can let me have? Don't preach Jesus. Give me money. They said the other day something about money. Said that they want your money, but they don't want to say nothing about it. God, trust in God. They take the money and says, in God we trust. Praise the Lord. They want to be offended at God and offended at the Word of God, but you give them some of that stuff that says, in God we trust, they'll take all that.
Son of Amon, king of Judah, even unto this day, that is the 23rd year the word of the Lord hath come unto me, and I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but you have not hearkened. And the Lord has sent unto you all his servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, but you have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to hear. And they said, turn ye again now, every one, from this evil way, from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord hath given unto you and to your fathers forever and ever. And go not after other gods to serve them and to worship them, and provoke me not to anger with the works of your hands, and I will do you no hurt. Yet you have not hearkened unto me, saith the Lord, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own hurt. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, because you have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, saith the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land, and against the inhabitants thereof, and against all these nations round about. And I will utterly destroy them, and make them an astonishment, and a hissing, and a perpetual desolation.
That's why the wrath of God comes upon people. That's why. Sure, you're going to have things you're going to have to suffer with, you and the will of God. Jeremiah was suffering on the other side of the hand of God. See, his heart still broken, his eyes full of tears, his soul perplexed, despair, on the time he had to be the one to carry that message to him. He said, verse 5, said, you have, I rose early in the morning, verse 3, for 10 years, for the past 10 years, rising early in the morning and speaking to you, every day in that part. Verse 4 says, you have not inclined your ears to hear. They didn't even turn their head to see what he was saying. They got to the point where it's saying they went the other way. Verse 5, he says, your evil ways and your evil that you're doing. In verse 6, he said, go around that and you're serving these other gods and worshiping them. People don't realize what they're doing. The idol that they commit, the idolatry, state of mind, and the lifestyle that they're living. Worshiping these other gods, provoking God to anger. And he said, the works of your hands is what's going to cause you to get you hurt. He said, you're not hearkening unto me, provoke me to anger, and the works of your own hands will be to your own hurt. And then people want to turn around and say, well, why is God doing this and why is God doing that? I'm about to get to the point where I can see where God's doing things, how God works. I ain't going to tell you how to read the mind of God. But if you'll read the Word of God enough, you'll see where God's coming from. It takes things like that that people say hard love, hard love. It's compassion. God's trying to pull them out of the fire. Some have compassion pulling those out of the fire. That's what God's doing. Now you take them folks out there in Hawaii. I make the thoughts that country looks like it's going at that state. But people don't realize. They say, oh, that's just a little volcano. Hell's enlarging itself.
Brother Earl, if I can say this and share this with the church, it wasn't very long ago, the Lord showed me in a dream one night that I was standing in my garden. And in my garden, there was a few things. It wasn't very much, pretty much around the barren. And I was standing there looking at that, and an evil spirit passed by. And the Lord was letting me know that my ground was cursed. It wasn't going to break it, but until I was in it, it come back and come.
All right.
The Lord was just rolling back the curtain. This was breathing on it and let me see that what I was doing, the way everything, the labor off my hands, was just cursed. And I was feeling the way of trying to call me back.
I believe it was Cain who spoke in the same way. Man was a field of really comes in first. The third thing will bring full foot to you more. Let me tell you something, folks. People put themselves in their own particulars a lot of times. I want to serve the Lord and do what's right. You do too. But I'm going to tell you something. You've got to be on the right side of suffering. You've
you have to be on the right side of the disasters and the destruction. This world, you might be put right in the middle of something. But I tell you, God can probably bless you right in the middle of the battle. That's where God can do his most work, right there in your most trials, in your toughest trials and heartaches, in your toughest sufferings. That's where God can show you most. That's where he can bloom the most, that rod of the almond tree. Aaron's rod will float in the midst of the rest of them, and Moses throw them in there together. He said, get all of the rod and bring them up here. And Aaron's rod budded and brought forth almonds overnight. Read that back in Numbers. Praise the Lord. When you do what God wants you to, you're going to bring forth fruit, and it won't take 6 months. You'll bring forth fruit, and it won't take 25 years. You might not see it, might not know it every time, but you'll know that the future brings things. Amen. It'll come to pass. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God's word is good for us. Amen. It's fruit for our soul. It is. The word of the Lord is fruit for our soul. If you want something that's good for you, within and without, amen, start studying the word of God a little more often, a little bit deeper, a little harder. Amen. You'll see it come to pass. Praise the Lord. I appreciate that testimony, Brother Sam. I tell you, things won't work just right in your life. Seem like until you get everything just right with God. God can convict you of things, condemn you of things. He'll put it on your mind. He'll ask you, can you see right now? Can you see it clearer than that? He asked Jeremiah to see what you see. God fixed it where you can see it just like it's supposed to be seen. Praise the Lord. Anything else? Any comments? Lord. All right, we certainly appreciate y'all. Boy, them Sunday school lessons stirs me up, Brother Sam. I enjoy them lessons. Praise the Lord. Don't think they ain't helping Brother Darrell now. Praise the Lord. Blessing of my soul to teach the class. Man, I've told it before, I tell it again. Praise the Lord. Brother Robert Lee said, Brother Darrell, he said, how about take over that adult Sunday school class for me? Help me out a little bit. Tell him how it was he put it. That's about what he was saying. I said, well, Brother Robert Lee, I don't know, boy. I said, man, teaching an adult class. I said, I'll tell you what, I tried for 2 weeks. If the Lord don't help me, you can have it back. And he was helping me as soon as I got started. God will help you if you'll take the foot step. God will help you take the next step. Praise the Lord. If you'll move forward, he'll be right there with you. Amen. He'll put the words in your mouth. He'll tell you what to say. You won't have to go get your hand. Praise the Lord. God fill up everything you've got. He told that woman, he said, go borrow some more pots. He said, you ain't got enough. Go get some more from all your neighbors. Amen. Spread this thing around. Praise the Lord. As you come home with about 10 5 gallon buckets. Wouldn't that be something God fill all them up? Fill them up whatever you want them. Praise the Lord. Fill them up. Praise the Lord. I take whatever you got, God. Praise the Lord. Take good. Even Job said, we'll take good all that have God. You're not equal to. Not suffer. Not trial of pain. Not look agony. Praise the Lord. Sure, it'd be nice if everything was money and anybody got a birthday this week? Thank you.
Thank you.
She was waving and blowing kisses and smiling and running and dropping pennies all at the same time. Well, that's a good little worker right there. Well, I'm telling you, she done learned how to get them pennies. She was hustling down through there, didn't fall but one time, bless her little heart.
She done all the work today,
Mark. Yeah. We missed little Liv not being here, too, doing her penny dropping. I tell you, if we could run like that for the Lord, well, we'd be doing all right, wouldn't we? Praise the Lord. I believe we can make up 100% if we can run like that. Might make 110%. Praise the Lord. Well, I know y'all got a song since Peggy done come to the music. Somebody got one. Praise the Lord. Somebody sang us a song. Amen. We got plenty of time. It ain't even 1 o'clock yet. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody sang us a song. Lord. Can't meet on Monday. He started on Wednesday this year. But God will bless you for everything you can do. God knows the heart if you can go or not. If you can still run and do like you used to. He knows. Amen. Now Caleb, he was one that said, I can still run and see and go into battle and fight and come back out like I could in my youth. God bless him. So God bless you to keep doing health like that to you. Y'all ready? Go ahead.
Thank you.
not sitting down, you can do it. Well, you got a little something? Oh, go ahead and sing another one then. Thank the Lord. That'd be all right. Saints enough.
If you would say amen. Psalms chapter 22 and verse 9. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Thank you for those who see. So I was reading these verses a little bit last night, and the Lord kind of brought back a conversation that I've had with one of my coworkers. She's new, and she listens to a lot of different music, so I didn't really know much about this song or much, but it's something about the outskirts of heaven. Is that Christian or something? I'm not sure. I know they do a lot of country stuff sometimes. It has kind of Christian meanings, I've heard. But anyway, and it says, Lord, when I die, the line she told me about was, Lord, when I die, I'm going to live on the outskirts of heaven. I'm not sure. I don't know where all the roots of that is. But anyway, we were talking about it, you know. And anyway, I got to thinking, and the Lord kind of brought that conversation back to my mind, Brother Sam, a little bit about it. And I kind of looked up that word outskirts. You know, I try not to find too much fault with songs or things because, you know, what it is the song sounds like it was humble. Lord, if I could just get on the outskirts, you know. Sometimes, Brother Sam, we don't feel quite worthy to be on the inside of things. So we're like, Lord, if we could just be on the outside, Lord, if I could just get close enough, you know, if I could just a little bit, you could just give me something, you know. I feel like it was written in humble roots. But the Lord kind of brought that word, outskirts, and I looked up what outskirts means. Outskirts means the outer parts of a town or city, being as far away as possible, but still a part of the city. So, Sister Lisa, it's as far away as you can be from the city while still being a part of the city.
Right.
So it's like living not on the edge, and Mama tells me all the time, she said, you live on the edge. You know, but I do some of my best work, Brother Sammy, on the edge. You know, I've got a permanent residence over there on the edge. When I stuff is due at 11:59, I turn it in at 11:58.
Yeah.
I live on the edge. And Mama had it done days before, you know, Daddy don't worry about it. He got Texas time and stuff with this. Whenever it's done and it'll turn in. But I've got going on sometime. I'm like 11:58, that's gonna have to be. That's when I hit submit, you know, that's it. But you know, living on the edge, living on the outskirts. And I gotta think about that. And like David said, okay, when he said, Lord, be not far from me, Brother Samuel. We don't need to take up permanent residence on the outskirts. Now y'all help me. Back me up. Y'all pray for me, help me. But that Lord brought that to my attention, Brother Sammy. Sometimes it's hard to get in stuff because of things like feeling unworthy. When you feel unworthy, that's something that the devil uses. It's supposed to be a tool of humility, Sister Lisa, and that's the way it appears. The devil will say, well, you know what? You're not quite worthy. So you'll say, Lord, I know I'm not worthy, so if you'll just give me a little bit of it. The Lord said, if you would ask me, I'd open up the windows of heaven and I'd pour you out a blessing you couldn't receive. Sister B, he didn't say you had to have been perfect your whole life. He didn't say you had to have understood everything that every preacher ever preached and sung every song, every singer ever sung. He's not telling you that, Sister B. He's not saying that you can't get to it. We can't live on the outskirts because living on the outskirts might as well not be part of the city at all. Because they mountain region. You ain't got to climb a mountain to get in the city. You ain't got to climb a wall to get in the city. Brother Sam, you just gotta walk in the city and say, listen.
Yeah.
Like you do in a marketplace, this city say, listen, I'm here for some word. I'm here for some anointing. I'm here for some power of God. All you gotta do, Brother Tony, is just get in the city. That you ain't living on the outskirts. Lord, I'll tell you what.
Look at her and see the Spirit of God. I said, I just got to look and
anything in his arms. I feel changing you too.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
I've known Kay a long time.
Yeah.
I always said, just look at thanks.
Yeah.
I said, you look so good.
Oh, and great.
Yeah, yeah. Lord, the Spirit of God looks good.
Yes, it does.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Yes. Because praise you're on the inside of the sea.
Right. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Get a little closer to the middle. Yeah. I'm not saying, Brother Sammy, that every Christian's perfect. I'm not saying us who've been saved a little longer.
Right.
But I'm saying, if you get your tools by being sanctified and the Holy Ghost, that'll help you get a little further inside the sea.
Right.
Sister Lisa, can I help you a little bit further? Being sanctified? Let me tell you about it. Being saved, you get forgiveness of your sin. Being sanctified, get cleansed. All your desires get taken away. Sister Lisa, being saved is forgiveness. Being sanctified, being purified.
Wow.
Get a little closer inside the sea.
Wow.
Learn a little more about the Lord. And then when you get the Holy Ghost, well, that's just your guide and your best friend.
Yeah.
That'll teach you everything you never knew. That'll tell you things you never thought you could know. Let me tell you something, it'll take a theologian. I told the lady that, she said, people never want to hear you preach if you ain't got a preacher's degree. I said, I got a degree. I've been to school. I said, it was trialandtribulation.org. I done it. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Sister Lisa, I said, let me tell you how I got my education. I said, I'm a old fashioned dog, I got a Holy Ghost. And he's my professor.
Yeah.
So I learned a lot that way. Because yeah. I hadn't graduated high school then, Sister Nina. And that's not saying I know everything. That's just saying I didn't have to go to a college to get it.
Right.
All you need to know is what the Holy Ghost knows.
That's right.
And that's enough.
That's right.
He's like, once you get saved, he's like your spiritual brain.
That's right.
He tells all the body parts what to do. Mm-hmm. He understands all things. Teach you all things. Now, I appreciate the Lord this morning. And how long is that? 10 minutes? I'm getting good. 10 minutes, y'all. If I didn't listen to me for 10 minutes, Brother Sam, we short-winded. We don't take us long to get there. But I tell you, I felt like that was what the Lord laid on my heart was. Only on an outskirts. Get on the inside.
Right.
You know, and I don't know much about that song, so y'all can pick. That's not... That's the only line I know is, I want to live. If I die, Lord, let me live on the outskirts of heaven. I don't know where that song originated from, but that was what the Lord laid on my heart was, outskirts. So if the rest of that song isn't lovely, don't look it up. I don't know. I just know that part. That's what the Lord laid on my heart. But I certainly appreciate y'all this morning. I certainly appreciate the Lord.
Lord, this morning, certainly appreciate the word David said there in that last verse, that trouble is near.
Amen. But here in this world, you're near trouble. Anytime, this world is full of trouble out there. No matter where you are, what the circumstances is, this world is in trouble. This world is trying their best to forget God as hard as they can. Leaders of these countries and all. That's what Hosea's problem was. They were trying to get together with other countries and unite, get everything straight. That's what this world is looking to do. Want to meet with Russia and Iran and all these leaders, work things out. They're leaving God out of the picture. They won't never work it out. Won't never be worked out without God. They leaving God behind just as far as they can, fast as they can now, this country. But I tell you what, God's going to have a people. They might be few when he comes back, but God's going to have a people. He said he was coming back after the church that was spotless. And God's going to have a church. It may not be big in this world, but it'll be a church. Amen. So let's be part of his people. Amen. No matter what the troubles are, the trials, the situation. Does anybody else got anything? Anybody got anything on the heart? Anything need to be said before we dismiss? All right. We appreciate y'all. Y'all come back tonight if you can, 6:30. Let's see what the Lord's got for us in the night service. All right. All right. All right. Let's see everybody stand and have us a dismissal prayer. All right. Lord, we thank you for the word this morning, God. Spirit, bless you, Lord, we fail God, each and every heart. Lord, we pray, God, you bless us and keep us on, God. Keep us right in the will, God. Help us not to be out on the outskirts, God. Be drawn near to you all the time, God. Help us to be right in the center, doing the work that you have to do. Be doing the things that's pleasing in your sight. We'll praise you, thank you. All for that eternity. All right, let's shake hands and be friends.
I know.